Okay, so tonight we're going to talk about the halachas of hatmana, which is insulating. So hatmana is a gzera d'rabbanan to prevent bishul or havara. So the makar is, we see the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Lamed Daled, printed in the sheets, tells us that the reason why hatmana bedavar she'enai ma'isav havel, with, let's say, just clothing or begadim or whatever, so the reason why that would be aser even on Shabbos is because Rashi tells us, because somebody's going to come to insulate their food, and they're going to find that their food is cold, and they're going to do wink wink, they're going to heat it up, and then they're going to insulate it. So that's why bedavar she'enai ma'isav havel is aser on Shabbos. The Mishnah that we say after Kabbalah Shabbos says that if it's safik chashecha, safik ine chashecha, so the halacha is that you're allowed to be timnin as a chamin. So the reason is because the whole gzera of hatmana was not said by a hot pot, and generally pots are hot right when coming into Shabbos. So that means, practically speaking, let's say 30 minutes, Ben HaShemash is 30 minutes after Shkia, a person, is, if he wasn't Mekabel Shabbos yet, is allowed to be matmin his hot pot of soup with begadim or towels or whatever. So that's davar she'enai ma'isav havel. What about a davar ha'ma'isav havel? So this is usher even before Shabbos. Why? Because the Gemara tells us Shema Yatmin Beremetz, which Abaye wonders, so who cares? So let me take my pot and let me have it Erev Shabbos in coals. What's the problem? So the Gemara says, because if we allow somebody to keep their pot in coals, so there's a problem, because somebody will come to stoke the coals. So because of gzera shama yichata begecholim, so we disallowed even Erev Shabbos to be timing your soup, let's say, in a davar hamaisav havel. The question arises that if we're dealing with today's modern day example of a davar hamaisav havel is on top of a blech with towels. That combination is a davar ha'maisav havel. So if there's a blech, you don't have the problem of shamei chata. So why is it aser? So you have to say that fire coals are not the only davar ha'maisav havel. There's also sand, and there's grains and straw and different salt, different other items that are davar ha'maisav havel. And the Chacham, when they made the gzera, they made it in general. So even over here, you got out of the shamei chata, since there is a gzera in general, so we have to abide even if we don't have the problem of shamei chata b'gachal. So I want to speak about certain dinim in hatmana. So one din is that the halacha of a davar ha'maisav havel, the halacha of in ma'isav havel, is only true when it is completely wrapped. If the pot is completely wrapped, that's when it's aser. But if it's open somewhat, if it's a davar she'ein ma'isav havel, it's mutter l'kuli alma, it's 100% fine. Which means that it has to be significantly open in order for it to be mutter. Otherwise, it's hatmana. If it's a mashahu, it's still called hatmana. The Mechaber, however, argues by davar ha'maisav havel. He says that even if it's partially covered, hatmana b'miktzas is shmei hatmana. It's still called hatmana. And the Chazanish actually goes with the Mechaber, the Ramah, and Roy Paiskim say that hatmana b'miktzas by a davar ha'maisav havel is actually mutter. So if you're looking for a kula for Ashkenazim over Sephardim, so here you have it. The halacha is hatmana b'miktzas is mutter according to Ashkenazim by a davar ha'maisav havel. However, the Ktzos HaChoshen, he wants to say a massive chiddush that would actually keep things even with the Ashkenazim and Sfarim. He says like this, that even according to the Mechaber, perhaps it would be mutter for one to be to insulate his pot partially even Bedavar HaMaisav Havel. Why? Because the Mechara perhaps only said his halacha, that you cannot be timing your food, Bedavar HaMaisav Havel, when it's in actual coals, where you could stoke it or whatever. But if it's, let's say, in clothing on top of a blech, it would be mutter. And he brings in a pashut raya, because if this weren't so, so then according to the machaber, it would be usher to keep your pot on top of a blech, because underneath the pot is maybe hatmana b'miktas, between the blech and the actual pot is covered by the blech, by that sheet of metal, and Machaber still says it's mutter. So the Ksas HaKarshan wants to say a raya from here, that why does the Machaber say it's mutter taka on top of a blech? Because the blech itself,
that's not coming
out of the Tfanis. What does that mean? It's Hatmana b'miktas. Hatmana
it's not
Tfanis. It's one of the, it's part of the pot. Part of the pot is covered.
The bottom of the pot.
We don't have a. So says the Ksais HaKhayshin. What? Ksais HaKhayshin. That's why he brings it down in the bottom. He says, so he says like this, because the blech doesn't have inherent heat, the heat's only coming from underneath the blech. And the Mechaber still says that's mutter. It's a raya that the Mechaber never said his din, havahatmana b'miktsas shmeatmana, that it's aser, when the source of heat itself is not partially enveloping the pot. It's only when it's, when the actual heat is around the pot, that's when the Mechaber meant it was aser. So maybe over here, the Mechaber would also agree that Hatmar Miktas, even by Dara Maisav Havel, is mutter. Another din is that the only way Hatmana is aser is when it's fully gripping the pot. But if it's, let's say, if it's just draping over, a towel is draping over the pot, it's not hugging the walls, so then it's mutter, it's not called Hatmana. So another din is that there's no Hatmana by a klisheni. For instance, a most postured example you could have is, let's say, a kettle. Kettle is a klisheni. If you pour it into a thermos has a built-in Hatmana, you could that's mutter. Even though you're doing Hatmana now, in the klisheni there's Hatmana, because it's a thermos, still mutter, because there's no Hatmana. Hatmana was never said by a klisheni. Another example is to take a baby bottle and to do Hatmana in that. That's a klisheni, and it's mutter. You could do Hatmana on Shabbos in a klisheni. So another halacha, nice chiddush, big nice kula, is that if once the pot was fully insulated, Erev Shabbos, so then it's mutter to take off the insulation. You could take food, and you could even reapply the layers. And you could even add more layers once it was fully insulated Erev Shabbos. So the Olam, the Hamish Olam over here, I'm sure wants to know, what about putting Kishkar or Kogel in the chalant? Yeah, so is that mutter Erev Shabbos? Why is that not called Hatmana, or is it Hatmana? What's the halacha with kogel in the chant? So, for starters, kogel directly in the chant, or even the kishka, which has that wax veneer, that layer around the kishka, that's tefillah to the kishka. So, once the kogel or the kishka is in the chant, it's called one meichel, and you can't do hatmana with one meichel surrounding another. That's not called hatmana. Because it otherwise would fall apart. So you wouldn't have it. It would be ice kishka if you didn't have the. Okay, so that's for starters. Now, but once it's wrapped, so now lechayro, let's say you have the kogel and it's wrapped in tin foil, so then it should be aser, because now you have shnei tafshilim, and you have this kogel which is submerged in the chant. That's a chant is a spitz daraham maisav havel. So it should be aser lechayra. So why is it mutter? What are the tzadim here? So there's the Minchas Yitzchak wants to say like this, that if even with kogel, it's mutter to be timing the kogel in the chant Erev Shabbos, even though it's a Dara Ma'asef Hevel, if it's raw, if the kogel is raw, meaning if the or partially cooked, even that would be mutter. Why? Because then it's called Derech Bishul. You're not doing Hatmana, you're trying to cook the thing. So if you're trying to cook the kogel, so then it's not called Hatmana, that's called Derech Bishul. Derech Bishul is mutter. You're cooking, you're doing the process, starting the process Erev Shabbos, it's mutter. So, but based on this idea, the many Paiskim want to say that surely when you want to put, when even if you put cooked kogel inside the chant, surely you want the kogel to be kailet some of the taste of the chant. Everybody thinks they have the best chant. They want their chant even to go into the kogel. So if they want to do that, so then that's also derech bishul, because it's mitztamak v'yafalai. Mitztamak v'yafalai is also derech bishul. So even if it's cooked, it should be mutter because it's not hatmana. You're trying to get a better kogel here. So that would then be mutter even if it's fully cooked, even if it's covered by tinfoil, kishko, kogel, whatever. So hayyotze mikan. So it comes out that everybody has to ask themselves this question: why am I putting the kogel in the chant? If I'm trying to get flavor into the kogel, so then it's mutter. Even if it has that layer of tinfoil, it's mutter. But if I'm trying to get hot kogel here, right? So then you might run into problems. You might have shnei tafshilin. One is going into a davar ma'asef hevel, and then you have hatmana. Even erev Shabbos. If you did that erev Shabbos, it's aser.
It's only
a ton of mixes,
right?
Let's say you get a orangutan inside the chant, yeah? So then it would be a problem. So one second. The next step. I have all the time in the world. Okay, so there's one more very important step to this kogel chant thing.
Is it hatman because it's in the pot? Not because it's submerged?
There's a Dara Ma'asef Hevel called a chant, and the kogel's in the chant.
Let's say you're fully wrapped in foil, and the foil's on the blush, so it's Ma'asef Hevel onto that.
Yeah, that would also be a problem.
Right, so don't do it half submerged.
Right, in Achanani.
How much wrapped it is.
Right, okay, fine, yes.
Yeah,
even if it's not fully submerged. Okay, so it's like this. There's another issue here. The above is only true if it's possible. You could only get away with having your kogel in the chant if it's possible for the time to get to the kogel, which means that let's say you have one layer of tinfoil, and that's called, they call it a kli gerua, aluminum is called a kli gerua. So the time could get into the kogel. So that, then you have your derech bishul, you have your mitztamak v'yafalai, it's not hatmana, you're off the hook. But if you do, let's say, two layers, or if you have a real kli that the kogel is inside, into the chant, so then you're running into problems. Then you have something called hatmana on your hands. Because now the tam can't go in, and all you have is one pot submerged in another. The tam can't get through. So it's called hatmana, and that would be a problem. Shkach.
Yeah. That'll happen.